Well, any of you who were here for Mass at St. Elizabeth last Sunday will understand when I say that Father Maurice Nutt is a tough act to follow. Who could forget his story about Dirty Stinky Sally? But those who were able to participate with us in the parish mission found some very inspiring testimonies from Father Nutt for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And if you didn't have the opportunity, the kindness of one of our parishioners, a video presentation of all three mission talks is now on the parish website until Holy Week. So if you missed it, you got a chance to catch it at your leisure. All three presentations were rather wonderful. Before he departed on Wednesday morning to go back to New Orleans, Father Nutt asked to express a word of thanks for the great hospitality of our community here and also your great generosity. More than $5,700 was contributed to his scholarship fund for the Institute of Black Catholic Studies and the Xavier University of New Orleans. So thank you for your generosity, and if you'd like to hear his talks, please do so by going on the parish website. Yesterday morning at 8:30, we had a Mass here for our confirmation candidates on their retreat day, and Father John was the celebrant. And I just realized, because we're an hour ahead now, the same thing's happening today with all this bright light. It was so bright up on the altar, I couldn't even read the words of the prayers. So I couldn't resist. I went back and I pulled out something that I did the same exact Sunday, on the second Sunday of Lent, 10 years ago. Some of you may have been here at the time. This is not for the Blues Brothers. This is what I call my transfiguration glasses. Okay? When Jesus gets too bright, you got to tone it down a little bit. What do you think really happened on that mountain? See, Peter, Andrew, and James, and John, the disciples had seen the power of God, the glory of God revealed in Jesus when he spoke. Remember, he spoke such a convincing word, like with his own authority, not like the scribes. When Jesus spoke, the seas calmed down. Who is this that the wind and sea obey? They saw the glory of God in Jesus' word. They also saw the glory of God revealed in Jesus' miraculous healings. He cured the blind man. He made the crippled man walk. But today in the transfiguration story, it's in his own person that the glory of God is flowing forth in such a brightness they can't even handle it. To see the fullness of God's identity in Jesus is overwhelming. Yet we're so used to it, we kind of say, okay, here we go. The message of the scriptures goes one step further. At the heart of our Lenten season is for us to stop for a moment and recall that by our baptism, we have been charged by God, been given a mission and a purpose in life to begin to reveal the glory of God in ourselves, in the way we talk, in the way we act, and the way we treat others. An ancient church father, St. Irenaeus, who was both a theologian and a philosopher, was wrestling with a lot of the Greco-Roman thinkers of the time, and he said, yes, you can see the glory of God in the beauty of nature, in the power of the ocean. You can see the glory of God in the beautiful mysteries of the cosmos and the heavens and the stars and the planets and the galaxies. But Irenaeus said that the full revelation of the glory of God is in the human person fully alive. The more we become like Jesus in the fullness of his humanity, the more the world sees the glory of God. We get transfigured by following Christ and shine forth for others of the presence of Christ in our world. So this Lent, I invite you to step back a little bit this week and ask yourself, when people look at you in your workplace, in the supermarket, in the classroom, in the parking lot, in your own home, when people look at you, do they begin to see the glory of God shining forth, however imperfectly? And is that brightness lifting up their lives? What a wonderful thing it would be if everywhere people go, you and I are so alive with the glory of God that everybody would have to wear these glasses, because Christ's glory would be so bright and overwhelming for the whole world. Don't let it stop on Mount Tabor. Continue to reveal the glory of God in your person, and in my person, by the way we live. And the world will be transformed because of it.